and welcome to the Do Life Different podcast hosted by 1128 Community. We want to help you do life different with bold prayers, living generously, and rest. Rest is about being with God, spending time with God, being quiet with God. It's about being with God before doing anything for God. And my hope is that these 10 minutes allow you to be with God, to find rest and a refreshed way of doing life with God. In Matthew 11, 28 through 30, in the Message version, Jesus says, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me and watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." And God, we do thank you that you are a God that wants to help us rest, that you are a good God that takes care of us and provides. Give us rest now. Today, I'm going to start in the middle of a story. And it's very honestly, it's a long story. Here's a quick recap of the beginning. This story starts with the Israelites, and the Israelites are captive. They are slaves to the Egyptians. They're not free. They work really hard. But God has Moses lead them out of Egypt, lead them to the promised land. And they do, they escape. The Israelites leave Egypt, and while the Egyptian army is still right behind them, pursuing them, chasing them, ready to bring them back, and the Israelites end up being trapped. The Egyptians are behind them, and the Red Sea is in front of them. And God again, through Moses, he makes a way and parts the Red Sea. God opens it up so that the Israelites can walk along the bottom and escape. Then, many years later, with a lot of story in between, but the short version is that the Israelites kept messing up, and so God said, "You have to wait to enter the promised land. The next generation will do it." And so Moses has died. Joshua has taken over leading the Israelites to this promised land. They're really on their way now. And the large group comes to this Jordan River. Now, the Jordan River is not as big as the Red Sea, but it is still not a small river. It is fast. It is large. It is not something that you could just walk across. And this is where we pick up the story in Joshua, a book in the Old Testament, chapter 3. Early the next morning, Joshua and all the Israelites left and arrived at the banks of the Jordan River, where they camped before crossing. 3 days later, the Israelite officers went through the camp, giving these instructions to the people. "When you see the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, move out from your positions and follow them. Since you have never traveled this way before, they will guide you. Stay about a half a mile behind them, keeping a clear distance between you and the ark. Make sure you don't come any closer." So then next, as Joshua is talking to the Israelites, he says, "Come and listen to what the Lord your God says," in verse 9, and continuing in verse 10. "Today you will know that the living God is among you. Look at the Ark of the Covenant, which belongs to the Lord of the whole earth. It will lead you across the Jordan River. The priests will carry the Ark of the Lord, and as soon as their feet touch the water, the flow of water will be cut off upstream, and the river will stand up like a wall." So the people left their camp to cross the Jordan, and the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. It was the harvest season, and the Jordan was overflowing its banks. But as soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the ark touched the water at the river's edge, the water above that point began backing up to a great distance away. and then the riverbed was dry. All the people crossed over near the town of Jericho. God has done it again. God has parted the water for the Israelites again. But that's not even really the part of the story that I want to focus on, that I want to help us guide our time of quiet. Keep listening to what happens next. In chapter 4, when all the people had crossed the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Now choose 12 men, one from each tribe. Tell them, take 12 stones from the very place where the priests are standing in the middle of the Jordan. Carry them out and pile them up at the place where you will camp tonight." So Joshua called together the 12 men he had chosen, one from each of the tribes, and each one of them must pick up a stone and carry it out on your shoulder. "We will use these stones to build a memorial, and in the future, your children will ask you, 'What do these stones mean?' Then you can tell them, 'They remind us that the Jordan River stopped flowing when the Ark of the Lord's Covenant went across. These stones will stand as a memorial among the people of Israel forever.'" Today, I want you to take a moment to stack some stones. You might just do this mentally in your mind. You might use paper or note cards and write something down. Or you might actually take some time this week or this month to find some stones and make a stack. Now, the Israelites, they stacked the stones so that they would remember how God gave them freedom, how God provided, how God was good to them. And so today, as we hear that story, let's first breathe. Let's think about our own lives, about the story, and breathe in and say, "God is good." Breathe out and say, "Good to me. God is good, good to me." Now take some quiet and think about specific ways that God has been good to you. Maybe it's things that God has given you freedom from. Maybe it's things that God has provided. Maybe it's ways you've seen God change things or move. Ways that you've seen God give you good things in your life. Think about these things and write them down or stack those stones physically or imagine it. The Israelites also left the stones so that they were reminded to share the story of them crossing the Jordan with their children, with others. Take a moment and think about a person that you could share with, that you could tell them about how God has been good in your life. Name that person and think about the things, the story, maybe multiple stories that you might share with them. And then breathe again. God is good, good to me. God is good, good to me. God, you are good. You are good and you provide. And even though it might not be a river or a sea that you move in our lives, you do move in large and in small ways. Help us notice those. Help us remember them. Help us tell others about how good you are. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining today in just a portion of the story of the Israelites. I hope you have a great rest of your day.